Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was reading the news this morning. We're waiting for Gwyneth to connect. And there's a story. It's really kind of interesting. It's about usurping authority. It's about stealing authority that one doesn't have. It's about a bunch of people who say, yeah, we borrowed money and we said we were going to pay it back, but we don't want to pay it back, and we want you to cancel our student debt. Cancel our student debt. So Daily Mail's got some images, and they have people standing. One of them, this gal, has kind of bleached blonde dreadlocks on half of her head and, you know, her right side, and on the left side it's natural color. And she's got a black power fist raised in the air. Her right arm is in the air, a clenched fist. It says, cancel student debt, and NAACP. Another guy next to her, NAACP. Cancel student debt, cancel student debt. And, you know, some protesters that want the student debt canceled. Well, do you think that's fair? You think it's fair for people to sign up for education, promise to repay the institution that overcharged them, that maybe promised them hopes and dreams and aspirations of a great future and couldn't deliver it? And then the government says, it's okay. It's all right. We will cancel your student debt. So on the backs of everybody else, the debt is canceled. So how much is this? So I got out a napkin and a pencil, and 3.6 million borrowers have had $127 billion, that's with a B, debt wiped out. And Jason, it looks like we've got a call. That could be Gwyneth on the line. If you would check that out, please, that'd be great. And so how much is that per borrower? $35,300 per borrower. And Joseph Biden and his administration unilaterally promised to wipe out that student debt. And so the headlines say, quote, Biden tells 813,000 more Americans that he has wiped out their student loan debt. He's now forgiven $127 billion for 3.5 million borrowers, even though the Supreme Court sank his first bid, end quote. So does this look like buying votes? Is that what this looks like? Seems like it looks like buying votes, at least to me. It's absolutely outrageous what this man has done. And yet, he still is doing more. There's no end in sight to the destruction of the United States of America, in my opinion, with this man. Now, I don't wish him any ill will. I don't want anybody to harm him or hurt him. I would just like him to sit down on the beach and do nothing for the rest of his term. Nothing. And at least it won't cost us any more. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, we just found out that we are unable to call you, so it's going to have to be from you to us the way it used to be.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So, did you hear anything about what I said about the student debt?
About Joe Biden forgiving the student debt.
Yeah, $127 billion worth so far. And the Supreme Court said, no, he can't do it. And he did it anyway. This is executive orders. This is usurping authority that he doesn't have. This is, this is a dictatorship. What else would you call this?
It's the hallmark of a collapsing civilization. The emperor is at the end of the civilization, weak, stupid, and yet megalomaniacal. That means power mad. They think they're God. And I think that particular little thought might string its way through Joe Biden's pea brain from now and again. But, you know, he is the all-powerful one. And he's a man. He's not a god. And someday or other, you know, I mean, none of us live forever. So one day, he's going to have to stand before the Almighty. And what's he going to say? He's going to say, you've given the most wealthy and powerful country on the face of the earth, and he drove it into the dust and killed millions of people. That's what he's going to say. And I would not like to be in his shoes on that day. Yeah, and like I say, I don't wish him any harm either. I'm just saying the fact that none of us lives forever. Every single one of us, sooner or later, is going to have to stand before God and give an account of our lives. That's just how the universe operates. And, you know, I think he's forgotten that. I think he's thoroughly forgotten that. But he's going to have, unless he repents and turns to God, he's going to have a very, very bad eternity. So, yeah,
there's a cycle of, we'll call it civilization. And it starts out with hard times create strong men. And, of course, that means strong men and women. And then strong men create good times. And then good times creates weak men. And then weak men create hard times. And it's absolutely, and it's, this goes on ad infinitum, over and over. So hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times creates weak men. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. And he keeps going round and round this cycle. And it is absolutely clear to me that we, you, I, our class, people who are alive today have been living in good times. At least we haven't had wars on our lands yet. And we've had nothing but good times, and we have created weak men. Weak men are these cross-dressing transvestites. They are the trans people. They are the weak people who want things for free. They're the flash mobs. I mean, it's all happening right on our watch. We are watching the destruction of some of the greatest peoples in the history of the world by weak men. I'm talking about people who are easily bribed, people who are easily manipulated, people who are just weak in every respect. And yet, some of them, like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, would clutch a Bible you know, when he was under investigation for having sex with that woman who he said he didn't have sex with, because he redefined what sex is in the Oval Office, in the White House, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., United States of America, planet Earth. So we have weak men who are very greedy. You can call them governors. You can call them mayors. You can call them principals. You can call them superintendents. You can call them presidents. You can call them congressmen and women and senators. Weak people. And you would think that with Congress, they would say, we're watching the destruction of the United States of America. And they would say, we got to stop this. We have to impeach this guy before he pushes the last button, whatever that might be. And yet his wife is so enamored with the trappings of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that she's enabling this nonsense. She supposedly, allegedly, has a doctorate in something. And they call her doctor. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And she waves and smiles and tells him which way to go off stage so he doesn't go off the wrong way. She is his handler right now. She has to point him in the direction so he doesn't stumble and fall. And sometimes that doesn't work. My stomach is just upset with what's happening. And if anyone has a stomach that's not upset, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Long, hard times are in your future. Long, hard times. This is not going to be a brief interval. Oh, this is a little tough for a few days, weeks, months. This is going to go on for decades. Has there ever been a civilization that's pulled out of a nosedive and has been restored to greatness? Has there ever been one?
No. There's been a few. There's been one or two where the catastrophe has been averted for maybe a generation, because the only thing that has pulled them out of complete collapse to where they retain their prosperity for another generation is whether the civilization wholeheartedly turns to the living God. An example of that is Nineveh. Okay, in the days of Jonah. But I can't see that happening here, because I saw a YouTube video. Actually, I was going to mention this last week and we ran out of time. I saw the documentary Super Size Me. I saw the first half of it last week. And I think that one of the instructors was speaking about Super Size Me, so I went and I watched the first half of it. And the guy who was filming this documentary was holding up photos, and he'd held up a photo of, you know, Wendy's, the little girl with the pigtails on the Wendy's logo.
He held up a
photo of, you know, the Wendy's logo. And he said, who's that? You know, and some of the children says, oh, I don't know. And then some of the children says, that's Wendy. You know, every single one of the children recognized Ronald McDonald. And then the third photo that he held up.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I remember Wendy's was founded by Dave Thomas in 1969 in Ohio. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the price of a hamburger, you know, a single hamburger, was 49 cents. It might have been 59 cents back then, but I think more like 49 cents. And right now, single hamburger with cheese, $4.19. That's the least expensive offering that they have, $4.19. And I remember the gal in the Wendy's logo. It was a young girl. It was a drawing. And she had red hair and pigtails out the side. And she was not overweight, you know, based on the drawing. She looked healthy. Gwyneth, back to you with supersizing. And you mentioned we were cut off when you were talking about young children. Wendy's didn't, they had a problem knowing who Wendy was, but they knew who McDonald's was. Would you please flesh that out?
Okay. They held up a third photo, or a third picture, or a third drawing. And this third drawing was of Jesus Christ. And none of the children could recognize who it was. And these were all 8- and 9-year-old children. And they held up a painting of Jesus. And quite obviously Jesus, and, you know, none of these children knew who Jesus was. That is extremely troubling. That is collapse of civilization level troubling. This documentary was, I think it was released in 2014, which was almost 10 years ago. So that means that these 8 and 9 year old children are now 18 and 19 years old. And, you know, 17, 18 and 19. That means they are getting to the age where they're big people. They're not little children anymore. And that is the problem with our entire civilization, is that people have forgotten God and they don't read their Bibles. They don't believe what's written in the Bible. And if they did, they would not be in such a bad situation, because they would be more honest, and they would be more godly. They'd treat the people around them better. They wouldn't put up with bad behavior. And they would begin to call bad behavior to account, because that's what people who have the power of God in them, that's what they go out and do, is they bring, when they see bad behavior going on, they just say, listen, that's not good enough. And, the people who are doing the bad behavior pretty soon realize that they can't get away with it, and so they stop. And that's like you said, strong people create good times. That's one way that strong people create good times. But it's the believers, they're mocked endlessly. They're called, they say that we're the weak ones. They say that we're the superstitious ones. We're the ones who need God as a crutch. Well, God's not a crutch for me. He's the reason why I am still carrying on. Because, that's not a crutch. That is a foundation for existence. And there's a difference between a crutch and a foundation for existence. And I heard another personality say, well, if God is my crutch, what's your crutch? Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pornography, what's your crutch? I'm not talking about you personally, Vincent, I'm talking about people out there in the world. You know, because I obviously know you have Jesus Christ as your foundation too. And he's the only foundation that won't wash away. And you know, that's the only thing that gets me through is Jesus Christ. And I think, well, he's put me here for a reason. He's put me here to help look after my boys, and he's put me here to help guide other people.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
USA News Update. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge police and the U.S. Marshal Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Fox
Nation has been. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we have entered an era where morals are thrown by the wayside. Common decency is thrown by the wayside. Being polite is rare and uncommon today. Me first is the order of the day. It's outrageous. And that means that we see the rise of people like Elon Musk, who, regardless of the price, that humanity pays, he is willing to pursue goals of even more wealth and more power and more fame and more fortune. And here's what I mean by that. Going to Mars, to mine Mars, is that the same thing as plunder? Gwyneth, is that the same thing as plunder? It sure seems like it to me.
Yeah. I don't think you'd ask the Martians about this. I think I said this the other week. You know, people might go, oh, ha, 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 ha. But, you know, every really, really ancient culture on Earth just about has pointed at the planet Mars and says, see that over there? See that over there? There's people there that come down here and they make war against us. They come from there, and they point at the planet Mars. And this is how it is. You go and you read the Bhagavad Gita, you know, and the ancient Indian religious texts from India. And, you know, you read the ancient Babylonian texts, you read, you know, the ancient Egyptian texts and all of it, and they all say Mars is the one who comes to the Earth and makes trouble, makes war. That's where we get our word martial from, you know, which means to do with the military. It comes from the word Mars, and Mars is the god of war. And they say that's where he comes from. They pointed to that big rock up in the sky, the big red one. And that's what they would say. And so, you know, just because we don't think that there's, you know, that anyone would mind, it doesn't mean that nobody will mind. And the other thing is, what a phenomenal waste of resources when there's billions of people on the earth starving to death, you know, in utter abject poverty. If he's got these billions of dollars, why doesn't he fund permaculture programs to teach billions of the world's poorest people how to turn their arid desert landscapes into lush, abundant farmland, absolute tropical Amazonian level food forests. You know, I was watching another documentary actually about the Native Americans and on the topic of Amazonia. It turns out they've done some anthropological and archaeological research, and guess what they found out? They found out that the Amazon rainforest was planted, that it didn't just pop up by accident, that the people of the Amazon area cultivated that forest, deliberately planted the trees. So it's not a natural forest. It's entirely man-made, artificial, and yet lush and abundant with thousands of species that we know nothing about. And then there's another group of people who come along and they have branches that they pull from a fire. And they set it down on the dry grass and they burn the rainforest. And there's a thing when rainforests burn, they don't come back. They never come back. Not like they were. You get a rainforest that's thousands of years old and you burn it, it's gone. It might rejuvenate to a degree, but it will never be that ancient forest again, not for 1,000 years. And these cattle farmers, they burn the rainforest, they drive the Indians off their land, and they come in and they grow crops and run cattle there for 5-10 years, and then the place turns to desert and starts to erode. And what's the point of that? Really? You idiot. You farmer that does that. You know, you take a lush, verdant Eden paradise and you torch it so that you can plant maize and you can plant corn, you can plant potatoes, you can plant wheat, and you can run cattle for 5 or 10 years. And then at the end of it, you've got a barren wasteland. That is idiot level. And then you move on. You're like locusts, these people. These people are absolutely like locusts. And you're okay. Cattle farming doesn't have to be like that. And you know that, Vincent, because you're the opposite of that type of cattle farmer. But you recognize the sort of landscape that a cow lives in nature, and you recreate that sort of landscape on your farm so your cows are happy, and instead of your landscape getting more desertified every year, it's getting more lush, more verdant, more green, more like the ancient savanna that supported vast herds of elephants. Elephants! Do you know how much food it takes to feed an elephant, Vincent? An elephant's a really hungry creature. And these elephants are twice the size of any elephant that you'll find today. And that's the sort of elephant that used to run across your country. And, you know, I don't think your country is that fertile as it was back in the day. But it's getting back that way. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, we can prove what you're saying is right, because farmers, except for us, if you go to Facebook Marketplace and you look for bales of hay, round bales, 1,000-pound bales of hay, it'll say fertilized, 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 fertilized. They have to. They have depleted the fertility of the land to the point where they have to put NPK back in mechanically. They have to use commercial fertilizer because, right, or nothing will grow. And, you know, we had an instructor, he's a wonderful man. He's since passed away. His name is Werner Buck. And he lived in British Columbia. And he talked about a study where farmers are growing grass for their fields, tried using compost, manure, the way we do it, and commercial fertilizer, and which provided the most vigorous growth. And the answer is, if you apply commercial fertilizer, you will get more growth very quickly, no question about it. But next year it'll take a little bit more fertilizer. And the next year, it'll take a little bit more fertilizer. And it will keep requiring more and more and more and more commercial fertilizer. In the long run, the natural system wins the way we do it. In the long run, but not in the short run. So as I drive around, I look at these lush fields, and I go, wow, look at that magnificent grass, you know, from a distance, you know, from the road. I can see this lush green grass. But that's because commercial fertilizer was applied. And if it's not applied, you know, a couple of years later, the grass won't grow anywhere near the way it was growing with the application of fertilizer. And we don't do that. Our grass is consistently good all the time because we let the cows poop on the grass, and then we spread the cow poop around with a chain harrow. And that works way better in the long run. It requires less input in terms of diesel fuel, in terms of chemicals, and our ground is natural. And we call it natural forms because it is. But you're absolutely right, Gwyneth, and it's a downward spiral. This modern agricultural practices is just making it worse to be sustainable. For example, if you buy a tractor, all of our equipment is old, and if we get on the tractor, you're not going to believe this, class, but we have to steer it. We have to tell the tractor where to go. We have to tell it how fast to go, where to go, and when to stop. As compared to the modern John Deere tractors that are GPS controlled. And they've been programmed so that all you have to do is sit there. I don't know. Play solitaire behind the wheel. And the tractor will take care of everything for you until it breaks. Until it breaks. And then when it breaks, you've got absolutely nothing. And you can't fix it. You have to call John Deere to come fix it. That's where we are today. And farmers have slowly figured out that this makes absolutely no sense. They cannot afford the high prices of these tractors and the maintenance of them. And the inability, they can't afford the inability to repair their own tractors. They can't afford it. So what we're going to see is the small farmers are going to, some of us are going to be driven out of business because we can't compete in the short run, but in the long run, we'll win. That's the way I see it. And why are these farmers in South America burning down the Amazon? So they can sell their beef. And where would they sell their beef? To the United States. And that's the truth of the matter. So, class, when you buy USDA inspected beef, that doesn't mean it comes from the United States. It means it is inspected by an agency that calls itself the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It was inspected by them. But it doesn't mean it was grown in the United States. How about that? Your government at work destroying the United States of America. Glenn, it's back to you.
Yeah. And for people who, like me, who don't have a tractor, who have a spade instead, I have a method of paddock improvement. Okay, and I'm going to let the class in on my method of paddock improvement. But I can hear music. I think we're heading into another break.
Yeah, we're going into we're going to break, and we'll be right back with Glennis Isaacs live in Australia. And we're talking about the destruction of society.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth is broadcasting live from Australia today. She lives on a farm in Australia, 20 acres, and she manages it all by herself. And, Gwyneth, I'm looking out the window right now, out of the studio window, and I'm looking over a field that the cows eat the grass on, and there's woods. So there's woods and then fields and woods and fields. And the leaves, because it's really cold, the leaves have fallen off the trees mostly. And, class, you want to know what we do with those leaves? We leave them right there. So when they fall off the trees and they fall under the trees, they become nutrients for the trees to grow more during the growing season. And some of the leaves blow on the grass. And we leave them there too. And you know, this is hard to believe, but some people actually have a device attached to either their riding lawnmower or their walk-behind mower, and it catches the grass as they cut it. And then they bag that grass, and they put it in plastic bags, and they put it on the curb for the trash-hauling people to haul it and dump it someplace else. That grass, those grass clippings, those leaves, represent about 40% of the return of the fertility to the soil. 40%. So who in their right mind would throw away grass clippings? Why not just leave them scattered on the lawn that was just cut? Why not leave the leaves where they are to help restore the fertility of the soil? It makes no sense to me to pick up the leaves. And Frank Pacheco on Monday was talking about Mrs. Pacheco and how she has a mower that mulches the leaves to help them decompose even faster. What a great idea. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, that's definitely the best thing to do is just, and like I say, back in the day, before people were in the Americas, during the winter time, the cows and the elephants, or, you know, the buffalo, there weren't cattle, you know. There were buffalo, and there were elephants, and there were antelopes, and there were all sorts of, there were horses, and there were all sorts of other creatures like that, rhinos, woolly rhinoceroses, and all these sorts of creatures. They used to eat the fallen leaves. They used to dig through the snow, and they used to eat the fallen leaves, and that was their hay. And every winter, about, you know, a certain percentage of the livestock would die. And in an ordinary winter, it might be 10%, and those would be the weak, the sick, the old. And in a kind of hard winter, it might be 50%. In a really, really hard winter, it might be 90% of these animal herbivores would die across the landscape. And then the saber-toothed cats and the pumas and the wolves and the bears would have a really good winter because they'd be feasting on all these carcasses. And then their numbers would breed up. And then, you know, and then the herbivore population would decrease. And then after that, what would happen is, you know, the country would get a chance to recover. And then it would recover, and there would be fewer predators because they would starve because there's not enough, you know, prey animals to keep them going. And so they would die off, and then the prey numbers would increase. The herbivore numbers would increase again. This was a cycle that went on and on and on and on for thousands of years without any people being there to manage any of it. This is nature. This is how it operates. It operates in these cycles. And now we still have the cycles of harsh winters and not so harsh winters. But people get into messing with the weather. They want to get rid of the harsh winters. Or they want to make the harsh winters, one or the other. They want to mess with these natural cycles. And then the animals don't know what to do about it. And the people don't know what to do about it. And, you know, and because of that, everything goes out of whack and everybody suffers. If everything was just left alone, you know, I'm not talking about not farming because people need to farm. People are meant to farm. That, I believe, that is how we are meant to be. We are meant to be farmers. But we need to not interfere with the deep level of how nature operates, and we need to just work to control and utilize natural cycles instead of just going in wholesale, you know, and thinking that we can wipe the slate clean and do things our own way. Does that make sense? I would still like to say my method of pasture regeneration with shovel.
Let's do that when you come back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.